Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is Emma Sasek's interview with the stars from the new film Emergency, RJ Seiler, Donald Elise Watkins, and Sebastian Chacon.
Hey,
be cool, John, be cool.
Guys.
So you going out tonight, B?
Yeah, got a pass to Underground. Are you guys?
Yeah, we're just going to go to a couple parties and...
It took me 3 weeks of ass kissing just to get into one.
Oof, a lot of buzz. So... Good thing you didn't get pink eye.
Dum-dum-dum-dum, 151 rum in a blunt, young...
On legendary tour. We're going to 7 parties tonight, bro.
You should take it easy. Don't get Kunle into any trouble. That boy is black excellence.
Oh, come on.
If we only gonna have 5 minutes when we get back to pregame, change, and leave.
Sean, what? Where's Carlos? There's an unconscious white girl in our living room.
What?
Okay, she's alive. We should call 911.
Hey, stop! You crazy?
We didn't do anything wrong.
We don't have to do nothing wrong, Kunle. The cops are not gonna listen. They just gonna come in here and see 3 brown guys hanging over this little white girl.
We looked everywhere, and we can track her on your phone.
We can't just leave her somewhere. We take her to the hospital.
Shotgun.
I told you we should just call 911, but you
wouldn't listen.
It looks like she's in that car.
What the hell is going on?
We don't know who she is.
Actually, she just told me that she's in high school.
No! Think about it statistically. How many people actually get shot by the cops? It's like really, really unlikely, right?
What are you talking about?
911, what is the nature of your emergency?
How are you doing?
Hi.
Good, how are you?
Hello.
Thank you so much for making a little bit of time to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I guess we'll just get started. I mean, there's a lot to talk about with this film. I really enjoyed it. I had the opportunity to watch it at Sundance this year. Definitely one of the favorites for me. So it's such a pleasure to be able to learn a little bit more about the filmmaking process with you guys. I guess to just kind of get it started with, I mean, you three are really at the core of this story and you have such a fun relationship. I mean, each of you have your little quirks. You have something that works with all three of you. How did you really kind of develop that and make it seem like you really have known each other through 4 years of college?
Just hanging out.
Right. Right. I think it was just one of those things where we started with rehearsals. And I feel like we were really excited to see one another from auditions because we did not know each other to begin with. So I was really excited to just kind of get in the room and meet RJ and get in the room and meet Sebastian. And we rehearsed for like a week. And then all of those days, the first week, we're just like, hey, got the group chat. What are y'all doing? What are we doing tonight? You know, what are we going to do? And we just hung out so much. So that's what we did. I'm holding it together.
That's right. A lot of stuff going
I'm holding
on
it for
you,
Emma.
Right over here.
All right.
Oh, man. To kill me with that. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, it was lovely. It was so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We did a lot of different stuff. We went to like brunch. We went to the Atlanta Film Festival.
We were all over the place.
We was everywhere. We had 3 times wheels practically with each other. So then when it came to filming, it was just like continuation of the day before.
Right.
Or like the weekend.
Yeah. Yes. Sebastian is over here crying.
He's
and everything.
Oh man. Yeah, no, it's just been like you don't really realize how rare it is to be with like a whole cast, a whole crew where there's no drama, there's no insecurity, there's no, you know, competition. Everyone's just trying to make it as good as they can make it. And you know, we're all friends. We're all trying to just show up every day for each other, not just for ourselves, you know?
Yeah. Right. Seems like a really nice supportive environment as you go through something brand new for all of you. And each of you have very, very distinct characters in this film. Quit laughing over there.
I'm so sorry.
I was so good. I was swallowing it. Just...
Go ahead, Emma. You're good.
It's hot.
No, I love it. I love seeing the friendship between you guys. You all have very distinct characters in this film. Could you relate to each of them, or could you feel like, oh, I relate more to this other character, I relate to this person? How would you describe that?
It was fun because I feel like I related to each character. But there, I always say that I was raised more like Sean's character. So whenever he's talking and he's giving us a rundown of, hey, this is why you should not call the cops, it's like my mom's voice going off in my mind, like, hey, these are the things that you do to stay safe. These are the things that you do to, you know, not be seen as a threat. And it's just at the core of that is so you can make it home. It's just so you can make it home. But then on the other side, that eternal optimist, that which is Kunlei, I'm easily that person. I love to just kind of be, I just want to make people laugh and make a smile. Like, you know, that's it. And just have a good time. If everyone else is having a good time, then hey, I did my job and we're cool. So
I think I related to Sean a lot on like the sense of having the plan of going like to underground and having the whole like, are we gonna go here first? We're gonna go there first. Like that's me as a person, because when I go outside, I ain't trying to waste my time. Be like wandering, trying to see where we're going next. I'm like, hey man, look, y'all got 5 minutes in between transition before you lose JJ, okay? And no, you cannot come with me. If I find a plan, you can't come with me if you ain't know what you're doing first. But I think that's one thing that I identify with Sean on. Also, just like his swag and earring choice.
He's a stylish guy.
Jealous.
I was mad jealous.
he had the knees out in a few scenes.
True. I had the knees out. I have a little smiley face tattoo. They're like, you know what? That's fine. Let's keep that.
It's a lot of, you know, TCs and shorts in
this. 100% true.
Yeah.
And how about for you, Sebastian? Could you relate to your character? I mean, you're
absolutely
so smiley and laughing. You love it.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, with Carlos, like, when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time, you know, in books and things like that, and, like, really, like, spending a lot of time alone, like, really, you know, I was very shy, very nervous, and over the years, I've built up the ability to interact with people very comfortably, and it's interesting seeing Carlos, who clearly never built that. Carlos never came out of his shell. Carlos, you know, he stayed comfortable in that, and he loves it. You know, you see his room is amazing, you know? Yeah. And like he does not need to ever leave. And then you see the situation where he is forced out of that situation. He's forced to interact with these people and with all kinds of people he's never met, forced to deal with situations where he just wants to go back into that cocoon, you know? Whenever conflict gets bigger, Carlos gets smaller, you know? And trying to get back in touch with that part of myself was great. You know, it's just such an interesting thing to always try to discover.
You know, as you guys have kind of alluded to already, in this film, you go on a hell of a journey, I think it's safe to say, in terms of trying to help this young woman that you have found while also, you know, not getting the police involved with this. You know, there's definitely humor in this film, but it also shows some very, very real situations with police interactions, racism, and, you know, just sexual abuse, sexual assault. When you first received the script and you read through it, you know, how did you think of these many real concepts and the ways that they were portrayed in this film?
I thought it was beautiful. And I could tell that there was a lot of care taken by KD with it. It was heartbreaking. I was upset. It put me in the mindset of, you know, I have a son and how would I want him to react in this situation? And very soon, when he's off in college and I'm not there, I can't just put my hands on you and just come and help. I need you to be able to be someone that's going to take care of yourself and make it back to me. Because, and I also have three nieces. And what happens if something like this happens to them? How do I want you to make it out of there? Because, you know, these are college kids. And then I don't want to give anything away, but Emma, you know, is pretty young. So mistakes happen. Mistakes always happen, but it's finding those other people that can deal with the situation responsibly, and then just making sure that they get the help that they need. So, it's done really, really well.
Mm. And you have like a real empathy for what these guys are going through. Yeah. Like, 'cause you get to experience it with them, you know, and think like, how would I deal with that? You know, right. How can I tell someone what's the best way to deal with it? And you realize there is no best way, you know?
Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.
Were there ever moments as you were going through the film, seeing all these decisions play out, were there ever moments where you're like, God damn it, like, why are we doing this? Like, this is how I should have done it. This, and why did we do it this way? Why did we do it this way?
Yeah. And it was upset. It was funny because we, you know, shot this out of sequence, and we shot the beginning of the film at the end. And I remember like the last 2 weeks of filming, I was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
I get a chance to, you know, kind of play around and awkwardly flirt a little bit and go to all these different parties. I'm like, this is great. Like, this is awesome. Why couldn't we just do this? Why can't we just make that movie? You know, but you realize when you're, I've said this before, when your skin is literally seen as a weapon, you're not afforded that same opportunity. You're not given that same grace. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, I think it's like the episode of, it was Twilight Zone. It was, who was it? Damson Idris and Sanaa Lathan. The new one. And where, no, it was like the camera, and they always rewound because no matter what happened, the cop was always there and would always mess with them. So she was always trying to save his life, and always like, as long as she had this camera, and as soon as the camera went away, cop comes right back. It's like that inevitable thing. So who's to say that even if we do make it to these parties, that we don't have another run in with the cops just because of, yeah, I've been at parties where it's like things can go crazy. And then if cops show up, it's on us.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. And it's interesting watching all three of us in this film develop the consciousness and awareness of like, how can this go wrong? You know,
right.
You develop like almost an anxiety of this, you know, is this night going to end with my demise? Like,
how is it popping off?
Yeah.
Most people, they are afforded that privilege of, oh, I can call the police, everything will be okay, you know, nothing bad will happen. But your three characters very realistically portrayed that that's not the case. And as we head into that final act of the film, where it really is a very, very emotional and traumatic scene, I don't know what better word to describe it, especially for your character, Donald, really being face to face with everything that you guys feared and didn't want to experience in the beginning. You know, what can you kind of like walk me through like the emotions and the feeling in that scene and really just how you tackled that?
Yeah, it's your worst nightmare, but you survived it. And now you have to go and literally look at the person who told you, and he's not saying I told you so. But he's saying, I knew that this would happen, and this is what I wanted to protect you from. Mm-hmm. And he's reliving it. It's traumatic for him, and it's hard. It's, once again, it's a heartbreaking thing. And I just wanted to just approach it with the utmost care, because there's so many men and women who will go through situations like this, and they won't be afforded that privilege, and they won't make it out. And some we know their names, some of them we don't, and some of them haven't even happened yet. Like right now, there's someone living their life, just having joy that will end up on the wrong end of something like this. Mm. So to really be as authentic as possible and really give it that weight and just kind of like sit down in that and say, like, I was so scared, and to admit that I was terrified. I think we kind of throw that word around a little bit, like, oh, I was scared, I was terrified. But like, when you're truly terrified, right, and it changes your every, like, your being, and it changes who you are as a person. There's no way to kind of prepare for that. Right.
No, I think that was very beautifully said.
Everything. Oh, thank you.
About that. I know that we have to wrap up very quickly, but as a final question, in general, how do you three feel that this movie really reflects the place that our society is at with so many of these very real issues that people face on a day-to-day basis, young or old? Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it paints out a clear solution. It doesn't really tell you which way is the right way. It doesn't tell you which opinion, which perspective is the right perspective, you know? And I think that that's why it's such a special thing. It's why I think you could have an argument after watching this movie. You can say, like, actually, you know what? They should have done this, they should have done that. And you're both right, you know? Yeah, and I think that really reflects where we're at right now. And I think that, like, the fact that we can inspire a conversation is really just a gift.
Mm-hmm. I think it reflects it puts like a mirror up to part of it, but as you said, like, it doesn't bring the solution to it, because the solution is in us, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't ask you for one, it doesn't require one, you know. It's just a movie that gives you the power of it, you know, at the end of the day, because everybody has the power to change their perception, especially by the things that they see and know to be different, you know. You can say, oh, well, I only knew this, but when you're actually knowledgeable that this is something that exists, then you choose then to how you navigate through then. So it kind of puts people in the driver's seat, you know. It doesn't make them take a biased opinion of this is how they should feel. It's like, no, you should feel like this or you should feel like that, but on your own accord. All we're doing is just letting you know that peaches is peaches and apples is an apple, you know. Right. So whatever one you want, you can pick it up, but don't cry about this peach being peachy.
Yeah, and I think we have a responsibility as a society, no matter what you are taught, to learn. So I think people kind of lean on that, like, oh, I was taught this, I was raised this way. But once you are, you know, of a certain age, it's on you to learn, you know, human behavior and really how to conduct yourself in society. So hopefully, and just through the conversations that we've already sort of had with people, and I know I get calls and I get DMs and I read just about everything because it means a lot to me. I feel like at some point, if you change one person's opinion, or if you just get one person to stop and halt and think about it, like, you can save a life. If you save one life, then, like, we did our job. Like, that's awesome. So.
Absolutely. Well, really beautifully said by all three of you. Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure to meet you and chat with you, and congratulations on a very, very wonderful film.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Adam.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to Emma Sasek's interview with the cast from the new film Emergency, RJ Seiler, Donald Elise Watkins, and Sebastian Chacon. Emergency is playing currently in limited release and will be available on Amazon Prime Video on May 27th. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support, which you can also lend on over at Patreon. For $1 minimum a month, you'll get some exclusive podcast content from us. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we shall see you all next time.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.